Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Colorado Public Records Online Directory, new resource for CO real estate pros. The Colorado Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in CO rely on public records for title research, property history verification, and due diligence on transactions. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/CO for quick access to Colorado public records during your next transaction. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. New Colorado Property Records Search Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Colorado-specific portal that aggregates property records, including owner information, deeds, tax records, loans, plemits, and purchase history in one searchable database. Real estate professionals in CO can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county record systems. Bookmark that/colorado.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next deal. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Boulder County Building Permits. What CO Real Estate Pros Need to Know. Boulder County Building Code amendments and permits apply in unincorporated areas outside city and town boundaries. Real estate professionals in CO need to verify permit requirements when listing or transacting properties in unincorporated Boulder County to avoid compliance issues. Check jurisdiction status and permit requirements at the source URL before closing deals in Boulder County. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Inside Colorado's average real estate commission rates. A new resource breaks down what Colorado home sellers typically pay in realtor commissions and how to maximize proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps CO agents competitively price their services and better advise clients in a shifting market. Review the commission breakdown and seller tips at the source URL to sharpen your listing presentations. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Post-NAR settlement, who still pays buyer agent fees in Colorado? Despite the NAR settlement, most sellers in Colorado continue to cover the buyer's agent commission. Colorado agents need clarity on evolving commission norms to guide clients and structure competitive listing agreements. Use HomeLight's Colorado Agent Commission Calculator to benchmark fees in your market. /homelight.com/blogs/who-pays-realtor-fees-in-colorado/. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of CO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.